Imagine this. It's 1975. You are a senior executive at Kodak. A young engineer walks into your office holding a strange contraption, an early prototype of a digital camera. It's clunky, low resolution, and slow. He says, "This is the future of photography." You chuckle. Kodak dominates 90% of the film market. The brand is iconic. Profits are soaring. Digital into novelty. A threat to our cash cow. You thank the engineer, pat him on the back, and shelf the idea. Fast forward to 2012. Kodak files for bankruptcy. The same company that invented digital photography failed to capitalize on it. Why? Not ignorance, not bad luck. Overconfidence.
You are listening to The Mammoth in the Room, a podcast dedicated to sharing science-backed leadership strategies for real-world success.
Welcome back to The Mammoth in the Room, where we explore leadership lessons that stand the test of time. I'm Nicholas Bocconi, and this is episode 3 of our special mini-series, Overconfidence, Leadership's Double-Edged Sword. In episode 1, we uncovered the evolutionary roots of overconfidence. In episode 2, we explored the illusion of control and how overestimating your influence can lead to catastrophe. Today, we focus on a different trap, overplacement, the belief that we are better than others, smarter than the competitors, immune to disruption. And it's this form of overconfidence that often brings down empires. And a quick reminder, Mammoth Leadership Sciences will launch its online leadership academy this fall. Within this academy, we'll offer a powerful course designed to help leaders like you align your instincts with modern day complexity. Stay tuned for details. Let's dive in. And let's give it a nice title. The Better Than Average Trap. In psychology, overplacement is our tendency to believe we're superior to others, even when we're not. Don Moore and Paul Healy, 2008, and again we have the literature in the show notes, identified it as one of the three main facets of overconfidence. Most people think they are better than average drivers, better than average managers, even better than average as assessing how average they are. I'm very sure that I'm a better than average driver. 100%, no? Statistically, impossible. Psychologically, omnipresent. When it comes to leadership, overplacement can be even more dangerous. Because when you believe your organization, your product, or your team is better than the rest, you stop scanning for threats. You stop listening to warnings. You stop evolving. That's what happened at Kodak. They weren't blind. They were brilliant. But their belief in their own dominance made them dismiss the very future they invented. So Kodak's fall was a case of hubris. Let's go back to that pivotal moment in 1975. Kodak engineer Steve Sasson presented the first digital camera prototype. The company owned photography, film, processing, paper, chemicals. Digital threatened that model. Instead of embracing the innovation, Kodak buried it. Executives feared it would cannibalize their core business. That's not irrational, it's evolutionary. Leaders are wired to protect what works. But when overplacement kicks in, that protective instinct turns toxic. Kodak didn't just downplay the risk, they dismissed the entire digital movement. By the early 2000s, competitors like Canon, Sony, and even smartphones were redefining photography. Kodak finally jumped in, but far too late. Their belief that they were unbeatable delayed adaptation. Their pride came before the fall. So let's back this up by research. People consistently rate themselves higher than average in skill, morality, and intelligence. Dunning and Kruger showed that in 1999. But social scientists have found something even more troubling. Those in power are more prone to overplacement. In one study, Belmi et al. 2020 discovered that individuals from higher social classes exhibited inflated self-views. They not only believed they performed better, but projected greater confidence. Observers, in turn, rated them as more competent, reinforcing the cycle. In leadership, this creates a dangerous illusion. If you're charismatic and confident, people often assume you're right, even when you're not. And overplacement doesn't just affect individuals. It infects teams and cultures. It creates echo chambers and where dissent is silenced and competitors are underestimated. And then competence takes the backseat. Overplacement is why capable voices get ignored. It's why companies bet big on flawed strategies. It's why great ideas like Kodak's digital camera get shelved. In boardrooms, the most dominant voice often wins. Sounds familiar? Not the most informed one. As confidence is mistaken for competence, real insights get drowned out. And when competitors do appear, overplacement causes leaders to underestimate them. Remember BlackBerry? They laughed at the iPhone. Too fragile, no keyboards, not for business. And then they vanished from relevance. When we place ourselves too high above others, we don't just distort the playing field, we step off it entirely. If you're seeing signs of this in your own leadership, don't worry, you're not alone. Every leader wrestles with this. That's why this mini-series exists, to shine a light on the biases that hold us back and give us the science to do better. Stick with us, because next week we tackle a powerful illusion, the certainty trap. Why do leaders cling to false confidence in forecasts and facts? And how can being too sure of ourselves be the riskiest move of all? So, let's wrap up. What have we learned this week? Overplacement is the belief that we are better than others. It fuels complacency, arrogance, and blind spots. From Kodak to BlackBerry to your own boardroom, it's a bias with real consequences. Now, here's a challenge. Ask a trusted peer or team member to give you one piece of feedback about where you might be underestimating a competitor or overestimating your own advantage. Overplacement thrives in echo chambers. Break yours. Stay curious, not cocky. All right, that was it for today. Next week in episode 4, we explore overposition, the trap of excessive certainty. We'll break down how leaders fool themselves into thinking they're 100% right and how to stay curious instead. And don't forget, Mammoth Leadership Sciences is launching a new online leadership academy this fall. It's packed with insights, tools, and frameworks to help you become a more self-aware, adaptive leader. Keep an eye out. If this episode resonates, please subscribe, rate, and share it with anyone who is interested in leadership. And of course, check out my book, The Mammoth in the Room. It provides you with your practical roadmap, how great leaders and their teams embrace evolutionary truths for outstanding business results, and does it in 3 sections, on people, on strategy, and on implementation. Until next time, lead wisely, think critically, and don't let ancient instincts hijack your modern leadership. I'm Nicholas Bocconi, and this is The Mammoth in the Room.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoy this content, don't forget to subscribe. I'll see you on the next episode of The Mammoth in the Room.